With up to $15 million in state budget cuts hitting the University of Alaska Fairbanks, radio station KUAC will be forced to drop programming from the Alaska Public Radio Network. But a decision reached yesterday gives the station an extra 3 months to work out a solution. The Fairbanks-based station faces a cut of $170,000, its portion of UAF's budget gap. It's broadcast in Nome through a repeater on 93.1 FM, which means it's the only way listeners in our area can hear programs like Alaska News Nightly and Talk of Alaska on the radio. Keith Martin, General Manager and Director of Engineering for KUAC, says that while KUAC will no longer be able to carry packaged shows from APRN, the sharing of stories will continue.
It doesn't mean that cooperation and collaborative sharing of stories will stop. That's just not going to happen. That's not the way we do things. It just means that at the moment, the annual fee from APRN, we can't afford to pay.
Martin says it was a decision no one wanted, but one that was forced due to funding.
Ultimately, no one's happy about this. The listeners aren't happy. My news department's not happy. KUAC's not happy, and APRN's not happy. But quite frankly, when you're getting a $170,000 cut and you're looking at more next year and more than a year after from what we're being told, you just can't afford to do everything.
UAF's Planning and Budget Committee initially recommended that KUAC be entirely defunded, but that recommendation failed. The current cut, Martin says, is only the beginning. Additional cuts are pending approval from UAF's administration. Originally, KUAC was set to lose APRN programming at the end of August, but as of yesterday, the station has reached an agreement with Alaska Public Media to temporarily suspend membership dues and offer programming for an extra 3 months through the end of November, as both sides work out a long-term solution.